in his book that was published in 2004. In the second hour, I have Dr. Eugene Naradon. He's written a book called World War III and the War on the Jews, and we will discuss that with him in the second hour. But before that, let me mention this. I wanted to touch on 9/11 today. I have received a couple emails, and I'd like to read one by John Morris. He says to his friend Galen, who has been on my show many times, and Galen, of course, is running John Buchanan's campaign for president under the Citizens Candidate Party that we've talked about in the show. But let me read this to you. John says, no matter what we try to do, whether it is gaining support for the 9/11 truth movement, ending the war, or impeachment, if we do not as people take back control of the press, we're going to fail. Well, let me add this. I'm going to stop right there and continue on. Let me just give you my comments. So I mentioned when we had on General Parton, he explained how countries are taken over, countries like America. It's a three-stage program. The first one is a preparatory stage, and that is a stage that's been going on for a number of years. And one of the goals of that is to take over the media. We've seen they've done that in the last 40 years especially. Not that the media has ever, ever been telling the truth from its inception. But to the point it's at now, we have no say whatsoever. So that's one of the stages that you go through, the preparatory stage. And one of the things they do is take over the media. So we know that's done. So there is no taking back the media until we get some money and we oust or start a new media. It's that simple. How are you going to take it back when it's in the control of about six or seven huge corporations and in the control of trillions of dollars unaccounted for, as we talked about yesterday, in Vatican gold? It's not going to happen. We've got to think of a way, and it's going to have to come financially to get people on the air, because otherwise you can't do it. The facts are, and this is John Morris saying, the facts are on our side, and we have a fairly good idea who is to blame for the tragic circumstances we are in as a nation. And John, are you sure? You know who they are, and if you don't include the Jesuit Order, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Knights of Malta, and others, you're not even close. We can look forward to Galen's new list of those likely responsible for 9/11, and I talked to Galen about that, and he wanted to incorporate some of the names that have come across on my show. Especially by a man by the name of Leo Zagami from Italy, a member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge for years. And he connects 9/11 not only to the Bush administration and others and Giuliani and the government, but to a concerted effort by a number of P2 members, including Licio Gelli, Commandante Ugo Balestieri, who is now a member of the New York, who is the head of the New York Rotary Club, former Italian with American citizenship, and their connections through the Vatican, through Cardinal Egan and others, all the way to the top of the Jesuit order, who all had an idea and who all put this together prior to 9/11. So if you don't get these guys, you're not going to cut the head of the snake off. You must go to the top. And John continues, these are the people we have to tackle immediately. Yes, we do, and we have to include the ones I mentioned. And he says this, our problem is that if we try to do this collectively, we will need to communicate over the Internet. And this will give our adversaries advance warning of what we intend to do. John, they already know what we intend to do. They know one step ahead of us all the time. The point is you have to come forward out in the open and first expose them. That cuts their power down. And do it under the cover of darkness like they do. We'll be back right after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month.
Wow. That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
And that shows categorically that we lied to the American people, NASA and the government, about ever going to the moon. Let's make no mistake about it. After you watch his video, you'll see that we never went to this day. It's an incredible video. And I called Bart, and he is unavailable for about a month, so he'll be with me in April sometime to go over that story. It's a very interesting. It's the most documented one that I've seen regarding the moon. And I just wanted my listeners to know that. Secondly, I wanted to mention this. The archives are now getting up on RBN. Mine are only up for about the last 2 months. They should have been told they'll be up for the last few years. They're all getting up slowly. So you can go and check that out. In the meantime, you can also check out the archives of RBN on my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. And go down, scroll down, you'll see in box important notice, hit the audio archives here, and you can listen to this show only a couple hours after it's been broadcast. Bill Hughes is my guest. He's been with me before, and we're painstakingly going over his two books, Secret Terrorists and The Enemy Unmasked. And I want to hopscotch around a little, Bill, since I mentioned 9/11. In Chapter 11 of your book, you talk about the World Trade Center attack. Tell us what you wrote about.
Well, Greg, basically, in 9/11, the aftermath, that's what I basically looked at, Greg, in my book, was the aftermath of 9/11. And the fact that in the aftermath of that attack, you have the new Patriot Act put out by George Bush there in the end of October, about 6 weeks after it. And the new Patriot Act, Greg, would be an assault on the liberties of America. American. And my bottom line, Greg, is who is it that has wanted to destroy constitutional liberty in the United States before the ink was dry back in 1787, 1789? And that is the Jesuit order of the Catholic Church. The documentation, Greg, is stunning that when the Constitution was being written, the Vatican condemned the Constitution as a satanic document. And so that was my thrust, Greg, in that chapter on 9/11. I've subsequently done some more research from an excellent book by David Ray Griffin, where he brings out some elements about 9/11 that I was not aware of. That being, Greg, the fact that those airplanes should never, ever have gotten near their targets, because once a plane goes up into the air, Greg, if it deviates off of its planned course, if it deviates 15 degrees, the FAA or ground control contacts those pilots immediately and says, get back on track, otherwise we're going to have trouble up there. So, Greg, if a pilot gets off 15 degrees and responds to the FAA, then everything's fine. But if they don't, then the FAA is to immediately contact NORAD, or the ground control for the United States Air Force, and the Air Force immediately sends up planes to intercept the plane that's gone off course.
Right, and so 9/11, you know, 9/11 was used as the new Pearl Harbor to instigate their phony war on terror. And I'm going to jump over to your other book, The Enemy Unmasked, and in Chapter 10 there, you discuss this, and you say the war on terror has been planned 135 years ago. Tell us what you found out.
Greg, there's a letter that Albert Pike, who was the head of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, he was an Illuminist, and based on my research, that would mean that he is connected to the Jesuits. Albert Pike was a Confederate general during the Civil War, and he wrote a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871, and he said, Giuseppe, we have got three wars planned for the world. He said the First World War would be to destroy Tsarist Russia. The Second World War would be to create a state in Palestine for the Jews and to expand Soviet or Russian influence in the world. And he said the third war that we have planned, it would be stirred up between the Zionists and the Arabs. Well, Greg, I looked at the first two wars that Albert Pike said they had already planned. The First World War, he said, was to destroy Tsarist Russia, and that's exactly what happened. During the First World War, Tsarist Russia with Nicholas II, he was killed, and Tsarist Russia ended, and it came under the control of Lenin and then eventually Stalin and so on. So Albert Pike was correct on the First War. The Second War did just as he said. Russian influence would be expanded, which it was. He also said that the Jews would be given a home in Palestine, and, of course, that happened right after World War II. So far, he's two for two. In this third war, Greg, he says the third war would be between the Zionists and the Arabs. Well, look at the war going on right now, the war on terror. You say, well, the Zionists, those are the Jews. Well, it's the Jews, but it's also those nations that are most pro-Israel. And the two nations, Greg, that are most pro-Israel on our planet are the United States and Great Britain. And so Pike said there would be a third world war between the pro-Zionist forces versus the Arab world. That's exactly what we have going on right now in the war on terror. And in this war on terror, Albert Pike also stated, Greg, he wrote it in 1871, he said that this war would expand worldwide, and that during this war, the universal doctrine of Satan would be manifest, the pure light of the doctrine of Lucifer, he called it. And so way, there's no doubt that Albert Pike was predicting and saying, this is the war we're planning, which is the one going on right now.
Right, and I wanted to mention this. So tell us a little bit about the motivations behind both your books. One, The Secret Terrorist, published in 2002, and The Enemy Unmasked, 2004. What were your motivations? Tell us a little bit about how these two came about.
Well, the first book, Greg, The Secret Terrorist, I was giving a series of meetings in my little church in Florida on the Jesuit order and their role in various historical events. And the thing that kept hitting me, Greg, was the fact that the Jesuit order and the Catholic Church despise civil and religious liberty, because those are fruits of Protestantism. And the Jesuit order was raised up in the 1540s to destroy every vestige of Protestantism. So I watched as the Jesuits would kill any leader and wipe out any government that tried to give its nation freedom. Case in point, William of Orange back in the Netherlands in the 1560s, 70s, and 80s. He dared to give the people of the Netherlands civil and religious liberty. And, of course, he was assassinated by a Jesuit assassin in 1584. Henry IV in 1598 gave religious freedom to the Huguenots of France. And in 1610, he was assassinated by a Jesuit assassin as well. Another one, Alexander I in Russia, and also Alexander II, by the way, both of them were killed, and both of them sought to bring civil liberty to the people of Russia. So I was seeing, Greg, this continual thing being repeated throughout history, and I thought, so whenever civil and religious liberty comes under attack, the Jesuits are right there because they hate it. And so then 9/11 happened. And I'm going, okay, now, if 9/11 was a plot of the Jesuit order to destroy liberty in the United States of America, then in the aftermath of September 11th, I'm going to hear the press, I'm going to hear the TV, the magazine, they're all going to say, in order for America to be safe, they've got to give up their liberty. Well, Greg, September 11th, that night, I heard Peter Jennings talking to George Stephanopoulos on ABC News. And Peter Jennings said, well, George, what are Americans going to do in order to avoid what we saw today? George Stephanopoulos looked at him and he said, America has to give up their civil liberty. That simple. Well, Greg,
exactly
in the app,
playing into the, yeah, it's exactly playing into the hands of what these people want. Their deceptive movement on America, the target being America, is so interesting because they have set up a front not only in the Catholic Church with their charities and their hiding behind the faith, but they've set up other fronts. You talk about that, the Zionist front, which fronts for them. And they continually deceive us to a point where it's time at this particular juncture that we expose them and that we tell it like it is. We'll be back right after this short break with my guest, Bill Hughes, author of The Secret Terrorists and The Enemy Unmasked. Back in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for...
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Refresh your memory on what happened during that period of our history in the next 3 or 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Sure, Greg. Andrew Jackson, back in the 1830s, Greg, he was opposing the central bank in America that was being run by Nicholas Biddle. It's clear from any history book you read that Nicholas Biddle had ties to the Rothschild family of Europe. And, of course, the Rothschilds, according to the Jewish Encyclopedia, were those who handled the Vatican's money. So Andrew Jackson opposed them. He opposed the central bank in America. And in 1835, the first attempt on the life of a U.S. president occurred by one Richard Lawrence. Richard Lawrence, it's very clear from history, said that if he did get caught, he would be set free, and some heavy financial people from Europe promised him that. So Richard Lawrence got off by reason of insanity, but he was the first one who tried to kill a U.S. president. That was Jackson in 1835, and it was right after Jackson had stopped the central bank being reestablished in the United States. From there, you come up to William Henry Harrison in 1841. He was poisoned. The reason they wanted to kill Harrison, very simple. Harrison was asked how he felt about the United States government being under the control of the Vatican. And in his inaugural address, William Henry Harrison hit it square on the head. He said, "We accept no government by divine right." Well, Greg, in order to understand Harrison's statement, The Vatican has always claimed, and because they never changed, they still claim it today. They believe that because they are the rulers of the heavens and the earth and the underworld, that every ruler in this world must be in obeisance to them. If a ruler says, we will not be in obeisance to you, that ruler, unless the hand of God stops them, that ruler is killed. And William Henry Harrison, in his inaugural address, said, we will accept no government by divine right. He was saying that the Vatican has no authority.
Are you there? Okay, Bill Hughes dropped off the line, so what I'm going to do is just fill in for him here. We're getting him back quickly. We're discussing his book, The Secret Terrorists, and he's telling us the research that he has done, which categorically shows Vatican involvement in the assassination attempt in 1835 of Andrew Jackson, as well as the poisoning of Harrison in 1841. And this goes way back. And Bill's trying to present a case based in historic reference to this connection, which still to this day holds true. Is Bill back yet? Are you there, Bill? Okay, Bill, you're back. Go ahead.
Okay, Greg. So, Greg, William Henry Harrison was poisoned because he refused to allow the papacy to rule America by divine right, and he said that in his inaugural address. Zachary Taylor came along 9 years later and was told categorically that he was not to try to keep the Union together. And he gave an address in 1850, right around the 4th of July, and he said, this union of states and the liberties that make us the great nation we are can and must be preserved. And about 5 days later, Greg, he was dead. In 1857, James Buchanan, he was brought into the White House. I guess it was 1856 he was brought in. And the Jesuits, who were heavily in control of the South at that time, they said, are you going to try to maintain the liberties of America and keep the Union together? And James Buchanan gave them the impression that he was going to work with the Jesuits. But once he was elected, Greg, it's fascinating, James Buchanan, he made it clear he was not going to help them. And so at a dinner party, and this is quoted in my book from the New York Post, at a dinner party at the National Hotel in Washington, D.C., James Buchanan and many Northerners were sitting at one table, and they were coffee drinkers at the southern table, and they were tea drinkers. There were a bunch of men from the south. Well, Greg, at that gathering at the National Hotel, 38 people died who were sitting at James Buchanan's table, and they all died from poisoning. James
Very
Buchanan.
Interesting.
It's incredible, Greg, and it's right there in my book. I quote the New York Post.
Okay, we're going to take a break, come back right after this short break with Bill Hughes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back around in the 1850s, how many people were poisoned and killed?
Greg, 38 people died.
They all happened to be Buchanan supporters, right?
Absolutely. They were all the people that died, Greg, they were all sitting at Buchanan's table, and 38 of the people died. Buchanan would have died, but he knew what had happened to him, and he told his doctors exactly why he was feeling the way he was, and they were able to save his life. But the other men, Greg, and they were all sitting at Buchanan's table. Nobody on the table from the South, none of them were bothered.
And, you know, as we move on, we've discussed Lincoln, so I'm going to leave that for another time because I want to move forward. But why, in your estimate, they've been trying to overthrow this country for a long time. Why did it fail? And what happened during those years between, let's say, the 1880s and the 1960s, because we always use John Kennedy John Kennedy's assassination as a turning point in our country. But why did it fail back then? And what happened in those years between 1880 and Kennedy's assassination?
Well, the thing that was going on, Greg, for right after the Civil War up until Kennedy. The great major thing that the Jesuit order wanted to accomplish in the United States was the establishment, the firm establishment of the central bank. And right after the Civil War, Greg, you have a man coming to the United States from Germany. His family had lived in the same house, this apartment building with the Rothschilds there in Germany for a long time. It was Jacob Schiff. And Jacob Schiff came to the United States, and he started using Rothschild Jesuit money to fund people like J.P. Morgan, Leland Stanford, Avril Harriman, Andrew Carnegie, all of these men who created these humongous business enterprises that actually went into all kinds of fields of economics, whether it was Carnegie Steel or Morgan with transportation or Stanford with railroads or Rockefeller. Rockefeller was another one who benefited from the work of Jacob Schiff and the billions of dollars he had at his disposal. So these men, Greg, created these mega businesses that basically encompass the entire spectrum of human existence. And from there, of course, they established the central bank in 1913. From there, it's been a matter of...
Well, let's just stop there for a moment. We'll continue. But just touch on the sinking of the Titanic and what you found out.
Sure. What I found, Greg, is that, number one, the Titanic was built by J.P. Morgan. It was part of his shipping fleet called the White Star Line. It was built in Belfast, Ireland, started around 1909. And at the very same time, Morgan, Rothschild, and Rockefeller, who all were working for the Jesuits, there's no doubt about it, they were meeting off the coast of Georgia at an island called Jekyll Island, Georgia, and they were planning on the establishment of a central bank in the United States. Now, Greg, we need to understand that the Rothschilds and Jesuits had tried four times before this to get a firm, established central bank in the United States, and every time it failed. So they weren't going to fail again, and they planned that at Jekyll Island not only to establish a central bank, but they also decided that if anybody opposed them, they would be taken out of the way in a most horrible manner. Well, obviously, as they started to push for a central bank in America, they controlled the newspapers primarily, even back in the early 1900s. They started to push for a central bank, and it became very, very clear that there were a lot of wealthy people who were absolutely opposed to it. John Jacob Astor, Guggenheim, Strauss, and other wealthy people were opposed to a central bank in America. Well, as I said, they were building the Titanic at the same time, and it was decided that the Titanic would be the floating palace that would end up being the watery grave for all of these wealthy financiers who opposed a central bank. And so these wealthy men who opposed the bank, the central bank, they got on board the Titanic, started across the North Atlantic waters. Edward Smith, who was J.P. Morgan's man for 26 years, for some unknown reason, Greg decided he was going to go through a humongous ice field of icebergs at 22 knots per hour, which was absolute lunacy. And, Greg, you know, you look at what Edward Smith did with the Titanic, and you say, one of two things happened to that man. Either he went absolutely insane when they started across the North Atlantic, or he was carrying out orders from a higher superior than himself. And, Greg, I know of no record on the sinking of the Titanic that said Edward Smith went crazy, that he went insane. The only other option is that he was carrying out orders, and that was to sink the ship. In fact, the National Geographic video put out in 1986 called The Sinking of the Titanic, you can get it from your local library, they actually say that a Jesuit priest by the name of Francis Brown, he was the Jesuit provincial in the British Isles back at that time, the most powerful Jesuit in that area, he boarded the Titanic. And there's no doubt, Greg, that he told Smith, you are to sink this ship. Because how else do you justify or help to make clear why Edward Smith behaved the way he did?
Yeah, it's an interesting story, and not only more than a coincidence that the major people that opposed the Federal Reserve and the central banking system were on that ship. Quite a fascinating story. But continue. You were going to move ahead past this time and bring us up to the time of Kennedy. Go ahead.
Well, after the Titanic, and of course about a year and 8 months after the Titanic went down, what happened in America? The central bank was passed. And from that point on, Greg, we have World War One and World War Two, which created a new world order, so to speak. And more throughout those decades, you have greater and greater power being utilized in the United States by the Jesuits and the Catholic Church, whereby America is now shifting from an isolationist nation, shifting away from the nation of the Monroe Doctrine that told the European powers, you fight your wars over there across the Atlantic and you leave us alone over here in the West. And so you see America becoming the world's policeman for Rome. And America starts attacking and destroying those powers that had opposed the Jesuits and the Catholic Church. They went after Germany in World War II. They went after Japan in World War II. And both of those, of course, Germany had been the bastion of Protestant freedom. And so America became the policeman to destroy Germany. And, of course, the madman, the Catholic madman, Adolf Hitler. And then, of course, the United States was the one used to demolish Japan. And unknown to most of us, Greg, but back in the mid-1600s, the Japanese had become so upset with the political intrigues of the Jesuit order in Japan that the Jesuits were kicked out of Japan forever right around 1650. But you see, when the Jesuits were kicked out of Japan back then, they said there will one day be payback, and America will.
I think we lost Bill again. But we
Nagasaki.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah. I think one thing, just to say one thing, how to get some redress of grievances here would be to force all religious leaders to answer these questions, force all of our politicians in office to answer these questions of history, to answer these questions of illegal wars, to answer the questions of this hidden devotion to Rome. And to ask the media to answer these questions, and if they don't, to immediately declare that they are treasonous, because this is too big of a question to ignore or to just chalk up to religious bigotry. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, Greg. Greg, the only answer that you will get back is you will get back accusations, you will get back name calling. They have no answers, Greg. I interviewed Greg with a newspaper riot here last week. We mass mailed my book, The Secret Terrorist, to some towns out in Oregon again this year. And this man challenged me on my understanding of the Titanic. He said, you don't have a leg to stand on. I said, excuse me? And he said, that's a joke. And I said, well, let me ask you a few questions. And, Greg, I reeled off about 10 questions.
Mm-hmm.
The only answer he could give me, I said, did you know that? He said, no. He did that for at least 10 questions, Greg. And so when he ended up writing his article, it became name-calling. He said, well, Hughes just uses his sources. It's not a matter of sources. It's a matter of historical fact. And, Greg, they have no answers. They have no answers. And so the only option they have is to name-call.
And how is this message? I know that you mass mail your book out, and that is such a great thing that you do. It's pamphleteering is the way to solve this problem, getting out to the people, going to every church, to every organization, someone, and making someone accountable is a way to do something. And I know you do this. I also want to call attention to Pastor Tony Alamo, who has been doing this for over 35 years, passing out millions of brochures, trying to alert people of the Vatican involvement. And this is all over the world. He has radio shows. I mean, there are people trying. But once you have such a huge media like we do, and you support them, and I mean this, you cannot support people like that are on TV right now. You cannot do it because they are working with them to keep you away from the truth. And if they dealt with these issues, I would have no qualms with them. If they brought them out into the open, when you listen to Sunday news broadcasts and things like that, I have no qualms. But when they don't, I know they're being paid handsomely to keep the story from people. And once you keep funding them and not funding people who are trying to get at the truth, what do you expect's going to happen? You're going to have a whole group of people who have no idea about what's happening, and that's exactly what they want because that's the only way they can succeed. What do you think?
Greg, we live in fantasy land. That's what we live in. And I told the news writer, I said, you know, when you think of Titanic, all you want to think of is a love story with Leonardo DiCaprio. I said, that's what you think. And I said, the American mind today, it all it wants is fantasy. It does not want the truth. And the major responsibility for that, Greg, is the news, the controlled newspapers, the press, the radio, the television. These people are all controlled, and they tell Americans this line. It's just absolute garbage. That's what it is. It's lies. It's deceptions, and it's all fantasy. And
I agree with you totally. But let's get back to, so we've passed through this period of the central banking system. They got their way. Why have they been slowed down to this period of trying to take over our freedoms?
Greg, I honestly believe, and this is my own perspective, but I believe that the God of heaven raised up the United States to be the last haven of Protestant liberty, because I believe, Greg, that the God of heaven wants to tell the world the truth about the Bible, about the Ten Commandments, about the papacy being the Antichrist power of the Scriptures. And I believe, Greg, that God has slowed it's only the hand of providence that has slowed things down, because you know, you have the quote of the priest back there, Priest Hecker, who said that by the year 1900, the papacy would rule America and would never let it go. So for the last 100 years, Greg, America's been under the dominance of the Jesuit order and the Catholic Church. And the only reason that they're slowed down is because God wants his people to tell the world these truths. And once they do, then the program will speed up and the end will come.
Well, listen, we're going to we've only got a minute here before this break. We'll take a couple calls after that. I may hold you over a few minutes after the hour. But what we come up to here is, of course, Kennedy, you deal with in your book, the Waco Massacre, Oklahoma City, World Trade Center, and religious terrorism in America. I want to come back and touch on that. We'll discuss these other points, and we've done this on other shows, but I want to get into that with you, as well as begin The Enemy Unmasked. If we can't finish that today, which we won't, we'll have you back. But religious terrorism in America, what do you mean by that? We'll just start. If you hear the music, we'll continue after. Go ahead.
Will do, Greg. Basically, Greg, the ultimate prize of the Catholic Church in America, this bastion of Protestant freedom, is to make Americans.
Hold that thought. I want to get that right after this break. We'll come back and talk with Bill Hughes right after this short break. And also, we'll get to my callers. back after this short message.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
And so okay. We have Lester in Ohio, so I want to get to two people, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm just a regular individual, and...
Well, so am I. I'm just a regular guy, too.
Yeah,
no
but,
different
but
than you, man.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that the information that I've just started learning about recently, thanks to my pastor first, which I believe Pastor Hughes knows, Mr. Clark. Basically, and we're of the same faith too, myself and Mr. Hughes. But basically, this information that I've been studying about, thanks to Mr. Hughes's two books, The Secret Terrorist and The Enemy Unmasked, is very well documented. But for the average person that's out here. And I consider myself open-minded, and whatnot. The information is kind of so far off somewhat that it's hard for the regular individual to really grasp it. And the only reason why I really consider a lot of this stuff is because my pastor gave us the books. He gave us two of Mr. Hughes's books.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's what Bill, why Bill is so important, because
his book is absolutely fantastic. It's great. One of the things that I did that really started opening my eyes after I read Mr. Hughes's book is I went to Barnes & Noble, because in his book, he documents and he gives the books and everything that he gets his information from. So I went to Barnes & Noble to get some of the books.
Good.
And Barnes & Noble had nothing. I mean, the
Let
lady...
Let me tell you, if I could say this for both Bill and you, Carl, okay. You know, I've researched this for a long time, and I've come... I've thoroughly looked at all sides of the story from every angle possible. From a person who's been a journalist for years, I have a law degree. I'm not the type of person that just hinges my conclusions on opinions. And I say this categorically, without question, this discussion merits one. And I would gather that you would find that the factual history brought on by hundreds of guests that I have is much more accurate than what we're given by the mainstream media and by our history books. So
yeah.
I don't think you have anything to be ashamed of, and the only thing I can encourage is that you keep researching, keep enlightening people, talk to your pastors, force other people to talk to them to at least look at these issues.
Well, Greg,
and
one
that
of the
would
things...
be... Go ahead. Bill,
yeah,
are you
Greg.
Still there?
I'm still here, Greg, yes.
Okay, we're running short here, but
okay,
you
sure.
both, Bill, go ahead, Carl, one last comment, then we're going to bring Bill back after the hour anyway, so go ahead.
Okay, well, one of the things that raised the red flag was the fact that Barnes & Noble and all of these other bookstores that are out here, they didn't have hardly any of the, actually, they had none of the books that
sure.
are quoted in Bill Hughes' book. And
it's
if I could, I'll wait till...
your freedoms. It's called
yeah, I'll wait till after
the
announcement,
show.
And if I could, I'd like to just ask him my question after your break.
Yeah, stay on. I'll get to you in Leicester in Ohio. Don't go. I'll get to you, and Bill, you stay there. We'll take a short 2-minute break. Come back with Bill Hughes on the Investigative Journal.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727.